Senate Section 9.
Madam Chair, the first open section is part of Senate Section 1. This is the paragraph B of the Senate language, which extends Minnesota Care as a forecasted program.
Just Madam Chair, thank you. Where some folks are using the side-by-side language and some folks are using the things that House Research, the side comparison. And so if Mr. Chun can explain that article and section again, because it's not, or even what page it is, because it's not that next very one.
Madam Chair, Representative Walker, this is Article 3, the House health care article, being compared to Senate Article 4. So this section is on page R1 of the reviser's comparison bill, or it would be on page 2 of the House and Senate comparison bill summary.
And we previously adopted paragraph A, Madam Chair? Okay, so this is...
Yes. Madam Chair, in the side-by-side on page R1, I would move lines 60.12 to 60.16.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next open section is Senate Section 4. This is outreach for Minnesota health care programs. I've been told there's an amendment related to that.
Yes. Yes. A110.
What article are you?
Article 3.
Article 3, yeah.
Madam Chair, I will move the A110 amendment, but we need to hold off until it gets distributed.
We're in Section 1.
Members, this amendment just amends this outreach section to allow some other entities to be involved in doing outreach. Representative Huntley moves adoption of the amendment. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
We adopted the section. Okay. Then, Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt R2 and following pages, Section 4 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, my congratulations to you for this section.
Well, Representative Huntley, thank you very much. We did do a lot of work, and I thank many of those in the audience who helped contribute to it. I'm excited to think about what we'll be able to do now.
And Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 5, dealing with the Hennepin-Ramsey County primary care access pilot. I believe the agreement would be not to adopt this section.
That's on hold yet.
That was hold. The next section would be House Section 4, Senate Section 7, dealing with disproportionate share payments. And I believe the agreement was the Senate language on that issue.
Section 6. in the side-by-side, it's on starts at the very bottom of R6. Madam Chair, I would move in the Senate language Section 7, starting on page R6 and continuing for several pages.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section, Senate Section 8, is also related to DISH payments. These are the quarterly payment adjustments. I believe the agreement was the Senate language on that.
Okay, I think we'll get that.
Yes. Madam Chair, on page R9 of the side-by-side, I would move Section 8.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is House Section 5, Senate Section 9, dealing with payment adjustments for a hospital. I believe that the language was adopted, but there's a hold on the effective date.
Madam Chair, I believe according to
I
the
believe
tracking,
it's on hold.
It would be the Senate effective date. I think it's on hold.
Is it on hold? I thought it was on hold.
In the tracking, Bethesda shows as being adopted.
It is adopted, okay.
With the Senate effective date.
The Senate date. Effective date, okay.
I have moved.
Yes.
Okay. Where's that?
It's Section 6. Senate Section 6. Senate effective date. This has already been adopted according to our notes.
It was on hold for the effective date.
It was on hold for the effective date.
We haven't adopted the effective date yet. Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, then in Section 6, I would adopt January 1st, 2006. Is that correct?
No, it's July 1, 2007. It's a Senate effective date.
Yeah, well, he's at 6.
July 1st, 2007.
I'm sort of. The effective date would be July 1st, 2007.
Yes. Any discussion?
There it is.
Senator Lynch?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that it's Senate Section 9, I think. It was stated that it was Section 6, but make sure we're on the right line.
It is Senate Section 6 of Article 4.
Madam Chair, it's Senate Section 9.
Senate Section 9,
yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. Just the effective date is what we're voting on.
Okay.
Any questions?
July 1, 2007.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I would move in Section 9 that the effective date be July 1, 2007.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And the next section is House Section 6 and Senate Section 10, dealing with competitive bidding and non-emergency medical transportation services.
I guess this is one where the House and the Senate have some differences, and the suggestion was we just vote on it. So I think Senator Pretner Solon.
Madam Chair, I'd move the Senate language.
Any discussion? Representative Thiessen?
I think it's been moved, right? Yeah.
Senate language has been moved.
Well,
amended. It was earlier amended.
Yeah. What was the earlier amendment?
Can the staff help us? I believe there was an amendment to this section earlier that
stretchers
deleted the provision that eliminated competitive bidding for stretcher service. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, I think that amendment was in Section House 7 and Senate 11, I believe, the A-158 amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this section is the one that different language limiting the broker in the Senate.
Okay, so it was a different section that was amended. I think of it all as one.
Yes.
One thing.
Well, Madam Chair, I would
Representative Thiessen.
I would oppose the motion. What this section would do would be to eliminate the broker for purpose of STS services. I don't know if we're there with enough information to do that. The information we had in the House in the hearing on this is that there were some problems at the startup when STS started about, 8 months ago now, 6-7 months ago, that those complaints have been declining. Systems are getting in place. I think we ought to give it some more time. There's a fiscal note attached to this.
Yes, there is on both bills.
Well, one related to the rate increase, one related to the elimination of the broker. And the other testimony that we heard was that many of the complaints that were referenced were really not complaints about the broker per se, and particularly the later complaints, but more about the complaints about providers and actions of providers selected by the broker, perhaps, but it wasn't related to the broker per se. So I would suggest that we don't go down this path. We give it some more time, and I believe I may have an amendment if this language doesn't go on to take a closer look at it, but I would oppose the motion.
Any other discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
I don't want to get into a lengthy debate. I think it's been debated for years now. But I think the way I heard it, it was the instructions given by the broker to the providers that caused the problems, not the providers causing the problems. So I would advise voting for the Senate section.
Any further discussion? Representative Huntley.
I would like to put this on hold so we could vote on it after our recess.
Okay. We'll do that. Next.
Madam Chair, the next open section is on it's Senate Section 12, and this is related to application forms for health care programs and striking a requirement that more detailed information be collected to verify assets and income.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate language on page R13, Section 12.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next open section I have is House Section 11, dealing with chiropractic services.
I believe this has a fiscal and has not been decided, so it's on hold yet.
And, Madam Chair, later I have an amendment to just ask them to look into this as a and make a recommendation, so I'll bring that later unless you want to do it now.
Why don't we do it later?
That's fine. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, the next sections would be House Section 14, Senate Section 13, dealing with payment of Medicare Part D drug co-payments. And I believe the agreement was that that we would be to take the House language, but to have the coverage kick in once the recipient has paid $7 per month in co-payments rather than $12. And I'm also told that the fiscal note from the department assumes a January 1 of 2008 effective date for this provision.
Mr. Chun, I thought this was a $12 co-payment.
Madam Chair, the House provision uses a $12 figure, but I believe the agreement was to use a $7 figure.
That's a different co-payment section.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't need to do anything but to adopt the House language.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move on page R15, the House language, section 14.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The next section is House Section 16. This is dealing with MA mileage reimbursement. I believe the agreement would be to not adopt this language.
Right. And so we can just skip over the ones we don't need to adopt because we don't need to move them.
Madam Chair, the next open section, Senate Section 18, and I guess I'm not exactly sure what the agreement was on this. This is the co-payment language that you mentioned with the $7
figure. This is
still
on hold.
And Madam Chair, would the next section, Section 19, also be in hold then?
Yes.
There's community health worker.
And Madam. Madam Chair, next open section, House Section 18. This is dealing with Rule 101 and providing some different provisions for pediatric dentists.
We want to keep that on hold right now.
The next open section is House Section 19, dealing with care coordination for children with high-cost medical conditions.
Madam Chair, we need to be excused for a floor vote.
Okay.
Representative Huntley, don't we have an amendment for Section 19?
I think it's on hold yet. Okay. I think we're still working on it.
All right, thanks.